listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. Up this week, we've got Jen back from Deals We Like, going through the Wyndham Rewards changes. Big changes to their award chart. Plenty of stuff that you need to know, and still some stuff that we don't know about what those changes are going to look like in just a couple of weeks. But it's time to be prepared, and most likely it's time to redeem what you have left of your Wyndham Rewards points so you don't get stuck. And we've also got Michael Traeger from TravelZork back on the podcast to talk about a new way to save money and also to earn more points. You'll have to work your way up the leaderboard with Wayfarer points to do that. More on that in just a minute. But real quick before we get started, I wanted to ask you to help us out by sharing the show with a friend if you're enjoying listening to the show. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you get our new episodes for free as soon as they're available each week. It's easy to do whether you're listening in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcast. And be sure to drop us a line and let us know who we should have on future episodes and what questions we can help you answer. You can email me, ed@pizzainmotion.com, and you can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. With all that housekeeping done, let's get into the show. Back on the Miles to Go podcast, and we are always looking for ways to earn more points and miles. That is the game, and especially for folks who don't travel for a living like me, road warrior that earns a bunch of points from staying at airlines and hotels. We've got Michael Traeger on, who's been on the show before. He's on today to talk about a new program that he's involved with called Wayfarer Points that gives everyday folks a way to earn more points and miles. Hey, Michael, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And so, as you know, and all of our listeners know, I love new ways to earn points. So I signed up for Wayfarer Points just a couple weeks ago. And I know you guys are still in beta, but give us a sneak peek as to what folks can expect, how they can earn more points.
Well, it's not really so much about earning points, but more so about engaging you in your, at least in the alpha and beta version, engaging you in your loyalty programs, all consumer loyalty programs and travel loyalty programs, and also providing you with some really good travel deals. So it's more of a socialization and sort of making your entire loyalty world a game, you know, gamifying it. And we have a couple of different ideas of how we're gamifying it. And obviously we're starting in the alpha version with one of those ideas, which revolves around leaderboards.
I love leaderboards. I love keeping score of things. My wife likes to joke that I can make anything in the world competitive. So you certainly have my competitive spirits up when you say that I can be on the leaderboard. And I assume that the higher up I am on the leaderboard, the more points I earn.
The higher you are up on the leaderboard, the more bragging rights you earn. And eventually, we will have challenges. So basically challenges in categories, challenges for specific programs. And then those challenges eventually will allow you to win prizes. But that's something that's coming up in the future. That's why we're encouraging people to sort of step into our ecosystem and understand what it's all about. So we have this Wayfarer Points ranking, and it's a leaderboard center on the app for loyalty programs, alliances, and categories in which you have loyalty programs that you enter into the Wayfarer Points app. Now, here's a great thing about it. If you currently use Award Wallet, and I believe probably a good number of the members of people who listen to your show use Award Wallet, you can actually connect your Award Wallet account.
I saw that.
So it'll be rather seamless for you to pull in this information for you to be on the leaderboards. And then the rankings show the cumulative points leader, and obviously the person on top has the most points right now in the alpha version, which, you know, is all very, very new. It all works beautifully, but it's all new and it's the first step. You'll see the person on top is the person with the most points, and we're talking about redeemable mile points here. And that's just sort of the beginning. in engaging people in this social community that we're developing for consumer loyalty programs. What we have, you know, up in the future, we're going to be able to create like social groups and competitive groups. So, for example, later on, which is probably more so around April or so, we're developing a concept with social groups where you could create like the pizza group. And all of pizza's friends could sort of compete in a group to see who has the most loyalty points in certain categories. So it's true gamification and socialization of things that we do every day.
I think we should call it the Donut Kings, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, and also, you know, you have other programs here. We're not just talking, this is not just about travel loyalty, but it's also about consumer loyalty and other loyalty. So you've got Starbucks rewards. You've got Dunkin' Donuts perks rewards. You've got all of these different types.
Now you're talking my language now. You're talking donuts.
That's right. So in theory, you could create a social group and you could compare who has the most Dunkin' Donuts perks rewards and things like that. So it's sort of a different way to look at loyalty. And of course, I always emphasize you have to start somewhere, and you know better than anybody, you know, with an alpha version, you know, we wanted to start to introduce people to this concept. But you can obviously see in your mind where this kind of thing can go. And of course, the most exciting things to me will be the social groups eventually. And then, you know, having competitive competitions where people can win prizes. And we haven't totally developed it. Some of it will be virtual prizes. Some of them will be real prizes. And of course, in order to keep the game fun, we're not just going to award prizes to, you know, guys like you who have the most donuts and the most Dunkin' rewards, but we're going to give prizes to top categories, low categories, middle categories, randomized. So it'll be a fun kind of game, you know, maybe in a 2-week period, you'll be competing with friends on who does the most dining loyalty and things like that. But that's in the future, of course. But right now, we're encouraging people to get familiar with the platform, get on the platform, and start to see what we're doing. And especially because we want them on the platform so that when these new features come up, they'll be some of the first to be able to preview those new features. And, you know, a little bit of a hint, when we eventually have contests and competitions, it's always great to be in that early because, you know, we're adding more members all the time. So it should be a lot of fun.
For sure. And there's definitely a history in the miles and points world of folks who sign up early being able to access some pretty cool benefits. And so we'll certainly hope that Wayfair Points has some surprises in place for us for some early adopters.
Absolutely. Then on top of it, we have in our premium portal, which is going to have a number of different features, but right now just has a bunch of coupon deals and also a sort of treasure hunt hotel deal. Portal where you can book hotel rooms, and these are hotel rooms that are not prices that are not regularly advertised, and some of the deals are really, really good. Like, they're good enough deals that even somebody like you, who's an amazing Hyatt loyalist or something like that, might actually pick up one of these deals because the price is just too good to, you know, just too good to pass up. And, you know, we've had a couple of people testing this who have saved thousands of dollars. And this is comparing these hotel deal prices to, you know, the major online travel agents and booking directly. Of course, these are deals that we can't publicize, but we could put them behind the wall of our premium program. All you need to do, though, when you sign up for Wayfair Points is you need to use the promo code WFPPizza. So WFPPizza. And basically, you will be able to access our premium portal for 1 month for free. It will require that you use your Touch ID on Apple or Google Pay to agree, you know, to agree to a subscription. But the subscription is free for 1 month and is easy to cancel. We provide excellent customer service for people, you know, and I encourage people to reach out. So there's no risk, there's no obligation, there's no cost. But there's also more.
And just for folks who are looking to sign up and haven't signed up for it yet, you guys have both an iOS app and did I recall seeing that you guys also have a Google Play app out as well?
Absolutely. So we work on Android, we work on Apple iOS. You will want to go, I mean, the way that I suggest you sign up is go to wayfarerpoints.com/register. You basically enter your email address, and then you're going to get an email with a description of a lot of what I've just described to you, explaining the product to you, giving you like a one sheet overview so you know what you're getting into. And then that has links to, you know, the Apple, to the iOS version and to the Android version for downloading. But I've also given you the links directly to the Apple iOS store and the Google Play store, which you could put in the show notes, because I know some people don't want to read about something and just want to jump in, which is totally fine. So we've given, you know, you could do it both ways.
For sure. And if you're signing up, we'd love it if you would give us your feedback once you're signed up and tell me what you think of the app. I have played around a bit, guys, with it, but I certainly haven't done everything there is to do in it yet. As Michael said, we do have a sign-up code. To be clear, I don't earn anything. I don't get any extra points on the leaderboard. Michael's not slipping me donuts, although maybe you should slip me some donuts. But if you use my code WFPPizza, that'll help Michael track where those signups are coming from. And I really do want to hear back from you guys on what you think about the Wayfair app and whether I should be spending more time there trying to work my way up the leaderboard. Michael, before we let you go, I believe I saw a note from you recently that says it sounds like there's another Zorkfest in our future. And for those that may not be familiar with Zorkfest, it is I would say it's Michael's crowning moment of getting his two favorite things to collide together, which are hotel and airline loyalty, along with a casino loyalty in a conference.
That's true. You heard right that we are trying to put together a Zorkfest extravaganza for 2020, which basically brings together once again casino and travel loyalty, you know, our whole miles and points world in one conference, allowing people to pick and choose the sessions that they want and also have really good social events. And I think you were there and you can attest to the greatness of our social events and also how cool Podcasters After Dark was. And we're hoping to do another live podcaster event with some of our favorite celebrities. You might know one or two of them, or you might be one.
Well, nobody's ever going to confuse me with being a celebrity, but I will absolutely broadcast out who the celebrities are going to be for Zorkfest once you guys get all the details worked out. So, folks, stay tuned for more info on Zorkfest. Today is the day to sign up for Wayfarer Points. And, Michael, tell folks where they can find you when you're not hopping on the podcast with me.
Sure. I got to put one more. I got to add one more thing, though, about Wayfarer
always
got to
put one
really
more
cool.
Thing
I told you there was more and you didn't let me do the more. I wasn't lying to you. I told you there's more. Around March 18th, in addition to this premium package that you're going to use to WFP Pizza to get access to, we're going to have another hotel, travel, car rental experiences booking portal, which is actually not in our premium program, but will be just in the free section of Wayfarer Points under deals. And that while some of those hotel deals will not be as screaming amazing as this treasure hunt in the premium section, they're going to be quite equivalent to a lot of other types of hotel programs and membership programs that have been advertised. And this portal is 100% free and doesn't even require any sign up. Of course, I encourage you to sign up for the premium portal because you're getting it for 1 month free. But this is going to be around March 18th. And I definitely wanted to add that in.
Awesome. All right, folks. So March 18th is a key date for us on and around there. But for now, get signed up for Wayfarer Points and get familiar with it. And again, Mr. Traeger, tell folks where they can find you.
The best place to find me is at TravelZork on Twitter, also the TravelZork Facebook page and the TravelZork ZorkCast Facebook group. but I happen to like Twitter a lot. But you can reach out to me also, michael@travelzork.com via email, and also blog comments at travelzork.com.
There you have it. Safe travels, Michael. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. While we're taking a quick break from the show, I wanted to let you know about our monthly Amazon gift card giveaway. Each month, we're going to give a $50 Amazon gift card to one of our mailing list subscribers. As long as you stay subscribed, you'll have a chance to win each time we have a giveaway. We'll always send you the best travel info, and we'll never sell your email address to anyone. You can subscribe right on our homepage, milestogo.boardingarea.com. Back on the Miles to Go podcast with Jen from Deals We Like to talk about a change or possibly the end of an experiment, let's say. Hey, Jen, thanks for coming back on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And I, I see some folks using words like devaluation for the recent Wyndham rewards change, which we're going to dig into here. I look at it as more of the end of an experiment from a few years ago, a very interesting experiment. Let's walk through folks first what's changing.
Sure. So a few years ago, as you mentioned, Wyndham changed their entire redemption or award chart to essentially do away with it. And then all properties, regardless if it was a $49 property or a $600 property, would cost a fixed 15,000 points per night and across the board. So that included a Days Inn or an all-inclusive in the Caribbean would cost the same number of points. Very interesting. And we haven't yet seen that in the hotel, loyalty programs yet.
For sure. It was wickedly interesting to me. It was a risk by them that it would balance out for them from people redeeming for cheap properties versus expensive properties. And, for perspective's sake, back then, I actually had to look this up recently for a post that I was doing for the points guy. The top tier before that was 50,000 Wyndham rewards points for the most expensive properties. So those top tier properties were coming down significantly, but the bottom tier was 5,500. And so a lot of those very cheap entry level properties were moving up to 15,000.
Right. So your points enthusiasts and those who can kind of, I don't know if you want to call it beat the system or kind of knew what they were doing, loved it. Those who, are typically staying at your Days Inn or airport property or, those who are liking to redeem for lower end properties definitely did not like that change. So it was probably a very mixed balance. In our world, it was a very advantageous change, I guess.
Yeah.
But for probably the majority of Wyndham Rewards members, it was not the best. So it's interesting, definitely an interesting balance. And Wyndham was one of those chains that it's actually now the biggest hotel chain. And I don't know, maybe has over 5,000 properties, but most of them are your lower level properties that
for sure
you and I probably don't stay at, but they're not kind of going after us.
No, I mean, I framed this in one of the posts that I wrote recently that, those bottom level properties are, the sort of properties that you stay at when you're going to visit grandma. It's, something that's a, maybe an off the beaten path hotel, limited service. It happens to be right near where you need to go. And, being able to use points is a good thing. And I know there's a lot of folks that use points in that sort of a way and aren't necessarily saving for, going to the Maldives or Maui or, someplace, super awesome and aspirational.
Right. And so we kind of saw this coming this past fall. There were definitely some rumors and speculations and what everyone thought is actually coming true in April. So instead of going through a fixed 15,000 point per night redemption, they're introducing three different tiers, which is still not so bad. I mean, Marriott has 8 tiers. Hilton, I don't even know what they have anymore. Hyatt has, they just introduced a new tier. So having only 3 tiers is still very easy for their rewards members. And so essentially what they're doing is tier 1 will be 7,500 points, tier 2 will be the same fix, 15,000 points, and tier 3 will be 30,000 points. So kind of what you're reading through the blog sphere is that all of a sudden points are doubling. And that's true. Points are doubling for that tier 3. But out of their 5,000 plus properties, only about 200 of them are moving up to that tier three level. So when you look at it from a holistic view, it's not many. And actually, I think they said about 3,000 are moving down. And so for me, this is definitely a negative change, and I'm sure for you as well. But for most of their Wyndham Rewards members, it probably is actually beneficial, but you and I aren't going to benefit from it, ultimately.
For sure. And when I look at this through the long lens, and I understand this may not be popular with the folks that are trying to get the absolute most value, but with the new top tier being 30,000 points, and you know, as you and I both know, that points don't generally get more valuable over time.
Right.
You know, in this case, you know, 4 years ago, the most expensive Wyndham Rewards property would cost you 50,000 Wyndham Rewards points. And 4 years later, yes, 30,000 is higher than 15,000. I am, you know, I can do math, but yeah, it's also lower than 50. So, you know, over time, the value of those top properties has still gone up. It obviously has come down some from its peak, but those properties are still more valuable for redemptions than they were 4 years ago.
Yes, I agree. I think where it's going to hit people harder is those who open up the Wyndham Rewards credit card saying, I think it was 30,000 points. You know, let's say you open up in the past 6 months, you're just getting those points and you thought that you could redeem for two free nights at one of their top tier properties. Those folks are definitely going to get hit the hardest, I guess, because what they signed up for is now being cut in half, I guess. I know
for sure
properties change all the time, but this could be a very hard hit. Another thing you'll think this is funny is, so we were just in Clearwater, Florida, and there's a pretty nice Wyndham there. And that's probably one of their top Wyndham properties. And most of us in the points and miles world, if we're accruing Wyndham points, are looking to redeem for that property or a few others. And so they had a big sign out, you know, look at our vacation club and you can get two free nights. So really it was 30,000 points. My parents, of course, jumped on it. They got their 30,000 points. And the next day, this announcement came in.
What did you do to us, Jen?
I know. So I said to my mom, I'm like, you're not going to be happy with the post I'm about to write. She's like, what happened? What'd you do? I'm like, no. But those 30,000 points that you just earned yesterday might not be worth as much. So just setting expectations here. It was just timing. It was funny because they were really trying to get everyone to buy one of their vacation clubs. My parents do that quite often. Of course, never bought the vacation club, but wanted their free points, and they did it. I was with a kid, so I couldn't do it. So that was kind of funny. And at the end of the day, it was 90 minutes of their time, no big loss at all. But now they're trying to figure out, you know, where to book before. I think you have to book before April 3rd. That's when their entire program is changing. And it's not just the tiers levels that they're introducing. They're also fully going to be integrated with La Quinta, who they've acquired. They're adding some bonus offers for those with all status. There's a few other things that they're doing as well on, you know, a positive note, not just no negatives at all, actually. So it's interesting. And I know actually my dad was a huge La Quinta person. Shockingly, he used to have business meetings every single week for years at La Quinta. So he prides himself on having like La Quinta gold status or something. I don't know. He thinks he's like big shot here with La Quinta. And I know he actually redeems a lot of points for La Quinta properties. A lot of times when they fly out, they'll stay at a hotel the night before, keep their car there, and then, you know, take that 5 a.m. flight. And it works out well for them. And usually he redeems more than 7,500 La Quinta points for a free night at whatever property he's staying at. Now those La Quinta properties probably will go down to that 7,500 tier level. So ultimately, he actually might be benefiting from this because his La Quinta points are now going to be Wyndham points. I don't know. So it's an interesting way to look at it. But I definitely have some Wyndham points in my account because I used to take advantage of many of the properties. You might remember a story when I made my husband run through some disgusting properties in Orlando for really cheap to accrue some really inexpensive points. So I actually am going to be looking to redeem my hotel points within the next 6 weeks and kind of just wipe them clean. For now, I'd love to get rid of them. They also have expiration dates with them and whatnot. So I'm looking to get rid of my Wyndham points and then start fresh and kind of see where the program takes me. It might not be my, you know, program of choice long term, but we'll see. And They haven't yet released those properties that are going up. Knowing Wyndham, they probably won't. That would be my guess. But who knows? They have 6 weeks to release it. But if you have Wyndham points and you're looking to redeem for those like top tier properties in, say, Santa Monica, Boston, New York, San Francisco, Clearwater, I know there's some in Hawaii, there's some all-inclusives in the Caribbean, I would try to make those reservations and see, you know, what comes of it come April 3rd.
Yeah, for sure. If it's a top tier property with Wyndham, now is definitely the time to book it. And you know, you bring up a good point about the Wyndham Vacation Club. You know, I wrote a post for TPG not long ago called "Why Timeshares Aren't Always a Scam." Mm-hmm. And you know, Wyndham is one of the biggest players in that space. You know, and one of the big spiffs they give away is Wyndham rewards points for folks who want to take a timeshare tour. And I'll be interested to see if they keep it at 30,000 and just message it differently,
right,
or if they raise the number of points. My guess would be that they're going to keep it the same and message it differently.
Right. So my mom wanted to go back just to see what they were messaging at that day. I'm like, Mom, the news article just came out 3 hours ago. I guarantee you the people, like the marketing guy at this hotel, has no idea what's going on. And I guarantee you they'll message it that, actually, your 30,000 nights. Yeah, it's up to four free nights because 3,000 properties are going down.
Right.
So it's just how they position it. But
yeah,
we never walked by to see what the new sign said. And I'm sure within a few hours, they didn't have all new signs on their big poster boards out there. But it was a nice property. If any of you are looking to go to Clearwater, Florida, we actually loved it. We had a great time with our family. And the Wyndham there seemed really, really nice. So just a FYI for those looking for a Florida vacation.
And possibly a post coming up on Jen's blog about what she liked and didn't like at the property.
That's right. I stayed at the Hyatt right next door, which was also
great. Oh, I do like that. Great. I do like that Hyatt. Yeah,
yeah, the Hyatt, nice Hyatt was great right next door. But the Wyndham actually looked nicer from the pool level. I didn't go inside or anything. Mm-hmm. But if you're a globalist, stay at the Hyatt. They take care of you big time, and they upgraded me to a 2-bedroom suite. So
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But it was really nice, and go redeem those Wyndham points if you're looking to stay at a top-tier property. And for right now, I would hold off on accruing any more Wyndham points, potentially, just kind of see how things play out. Because it might work better for you, it might not.
For sure. And we'll likely have Jen back on in April once we know what the properties are, just to give folks a breakdown of what went up and what went down. Well, Jen, thanks a ton for being on and going through the changes with everyone. You know, as you say, I think you know, some of us are not going to love it, but I do think there are a bunch of people that will benefit from these Wyndham Rewards changes as well.
Absolutely. So,
well, when you're not hopping on the podcast with me, tell folks where they can find you, blogs and social media and all that fun stuff.
Sure. You can find me at my blog, Deals We Like, and it's dealswelike.com. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything is at Deals We Like. And please follow me. I'm trying to build up my social media here, especially Instagram. I don't know. I'm not loving it, but I feel like I need it in social media time these days. And then feel free to email me, dealswelike@gmail.com.
Awesome, Jen. Thanks for being on the show. We'll have you back on again soon. Safe travels.
Thanks, Ed.
We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. Back to wrap up this week's show with the final two pennies. And, you know, I usually sit down each week and come up with an idea for the final two pennies based on the segments that are running this week. But I heard a story this week, and, you know, it certainly had me thinking. My friend Richard from Award Travel 101 is starting a podcast, and I've been helping him with that. And I heard a story from one of his early guests that'll be out soon, and I certainly won't steal that thunder. But the story is from a very brave man who's not letting significant obstacles stand in the way of achieving his goals. And I love hearing stories like that, but they always make me think. They make me think about the people that I hear from who haven't achieved those goals and maybe are waiting or don't realize, you know, what they can do to help make their travel, you know, significantly cheaper. And that's what Points and Miles has done for our family. in so many different ways. And yet I sit here in my mid-40s and think, gosh, there are so many places that I haven't gotten to yet. And I want to get to all of them, but there's budgets, there's time, there's so many things that stand in the way of it. And yet, sometimes it's about making sure you have the time to put in the proper planning so you can save the money. And I think it's a big part of why we focus on points and miles the way we do as a family, because of what allows us to do. And, my son, he talks frequently about a friend of his that moved away. His dad is in the military, and they moved away for a few years to Europe. And, this boy was one of my son's best friends in school, and he really wants to go see him. And he misses him, and he knows that his dad can make this happen, but through the eyes of an 8-year-old is a lot easier than through the eyes of a dad trying to find 4 tickets to Europe in the summer and hotel rooms and all that stuff. But, it's a challenge for my son, and it's one that I willingly accept, because I want them to understand that the world is a smaller place and that they can get anywhere and be anywhere. But it takes work and it takes planning. And, as I sit here in my mid-40s and I look at the list of places we've got to get to that we absolutely want to visit, it's a long, long list, because we really do love to travel. So I think the moral of today's rambling final two pennies is that, if you don't have significant obstacles, health-related, job-related, and you're waiting for the right time to travel, then you're waiting too long. There are so many cheap fares out there. Airline fares come up every day, and there are so many opportunities to amass miles and points. Don't wait for what I believe to be one of the golden ages of travel to pass you by without seeing just some unbelievable places in the world, broadening your horizons. And if you have kids, showing them that the people around the world that aren't in front of them are just like them. They might talk a little bit differently or look a little bit differently, but they're the same. And I think the best way to teach our kids that is to let them experience that in another culture and in another country. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in and listening to my rambling final two pennies about the way I see the travel world right now. In the meantime, if there's another guest you'd like to see appear on the show in the future, drop us a line and we'll see if we can't get them on for an episode. If you've got questions we can help answer, you can email us at ed@pizzainmotion.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter @pizzainmotion. We've also got a voicemail option on our website, miles2go.boardingarea.com, where you can leave us a voicemail and we'll answer your question in a future episode. Big thanks to both Jen and Mike for hopping on the show this week to make it a great show. As always, thanks to producer Mike for putting together a show this week that I'm proud to say should help you save money and use your points and miles more wisely. We're already putting together a great show for next week. We've got Leslie back to talk about Disneyland from Trips with Tykes, a couple of other interesting things to talk about in the world of travel. Jen will be back with another deal segment. But until then, we've got miles to go.